morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
All right. So we have a special segment today. We are talking with magical life coach, Madam Z, to talk about how to empower yourself through witchcraft. So, hi, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How is everyone? So glad to be here.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Yeah, it's good here. Like I just said before we started, recording, they think there's another hurricane coming, and I'm just exhausted.
I know. I feel bad for people down there. You just getting hammered, right?
Yeah, it has been nonstop. So one thing you have in your bio is that you do life coaching. Right. So I guess my first question for you is, how does one sense of empowerment affect their magical practice?
It affects it in every way possible. If you don't have self-confidence in yourself, in your spell work, that what you're manifesting is going to come true, that you have the desire and the determination to change your circumstances, then the things that you're working on magically are not going to come to fruition. As, you know, we believe as witches that words are empowerment, energy is empowering. So if you're like, yeah, I'm going to do a spell, but I know it's not going to come true. Well, your attitude already sucks, for one, and it's not going to come true because you don't have that positive affirmation, that positive energy, that confidence behind you in your spell magic that it's going to make it come true. You have to do it. You have to be confident in knowing that it's going to work, and you have to know that you can change your circumstances through witchcraft.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we actually, an episode that aired last week, I think it was titled Toxic Positivity.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked about how I don't feel like we ask for bad things to happen to us. We don't ask to be abused. We don't ask for trauma. However, when you do find yourself in a position where you're experiencing those things, we do have the power to get ourselves out of it.
Right.
So how do you think this also affects not just the magical life, but the mundane life?
It goes hand in hand. If you're not powerful in your magic, then you're not going to be powerful in your life. And you're going to be stuck in this victim of circumstances kind of mentality, right? And your sense of being unworthy. For example, if you don't feel like you're empowered enough in your magical life and confident enough to leave that job where they don't treat you well, you're not paid well, you're not getting anything out of it, or you're in a relationship that doesn't serve you, or that it's unequal, or you're in a circumstance or where you just want to completely change your life, or maybe you just want to completely do something different. If you don't have the magical confidence to do it, you're not going to ask for that raise. You're not going to set those boundaries. You're not going to, you know, leave that relationship because you're not going to know that you deserve better than what you're settling for. So once you become more powerful in your magic, you become more powerful in your muggle world. It's very interesting that they go hand in hand together. Once you become a powerful witch and you own it and you see things changing around you, you will not accept anything less than what you deserve. And you become powerful. It's interesting because when you start to raise your vibration and you start to see things, you know, change and manifest what you want to manifest, what you've been working on, then you become more powerful and you begin to set more boundaries. And then sometimes you look back and you're like, who is this person? I don't understand. This person is not me. Yes. Like, you know, you shock yourself. You find your voice, really, is what you do for yourself.
Yeah, no, that's completely true. And, you know, just from personal experience, like, you know, I went through this change of I started just I started as a goal to just be a source of good, just good, to do good, period. And when I started doing that, I did notice, you know, you have this raise in vibration, but you definitely do start setting boundaries. I would hang out with people who I hadn't seen in maybe 2 years and would be so thrown by our dynamic or by things that was always a part of the relationship, but that I no longer had patience for or no longer had tolerance for. And then, of course, you have to rework those relationships and put down the boundaries of like, okay, yeah, I know for years this was how this worked, but that's not who I am anymore. And now it has to work this way. I definitely have seen that. And then you're right, too. When you reach that level, a lot of like your magic and your intention and your will, you don't have to like, it gets to a point where you don't really have to do spell work anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Things just come to fruition.
Yeah, because you say it's going to be. I said, it's like, I'm going to get that job. And they're like, why are you going to get that job? Because I said I'm going to get it. Mm. I said it, therefore it is. It's going to happen. You know, but I love spell work.
What is, so let's say there's someone listening right now who just knows that they're kind of stuck in this mental, maybe they're depressed or maybe they've just had a rough go. I mean, this last year has been such a rough go for everybody, and they know they need to make a change. They're listening to you and they're like, yeah, totally. Like, I get it, but I feel trapped within my own mind. Like, what's the first step you would maybe tell someone who at that point is just like, I know what they're saying is right, but I don't know how to get out of this.
Right. The first thing you have to do is what I usually do is I have to make the small changes first. Don't look at the big changes, right? Because sometimes we get overwhelmed with the big changes. And so sometimes you just have to take little bitty steps. And maybe it is like today, I am going to, tell my boss that I am not coming into work today, even though it's my day off and he always calls me. So today, I'm not going to answer the phone, or today, I'm just going to take that one step and I'm just going to say no. And maybe the hardest no you've ever said, because the first one's always like hardest when you step into your power. But do little things at a time. Do what you can do on a daily basis and what you can control in your life, and just forget about the other stuff, because we can't control what we can't control. And so sometimes you have to be in your little bubble and you're going to say, okay, I control what I can say. I control how I feel. I control what I think. I control who I let in my inner circle, who I don't let in my circle. So what can I control in my life today that can help me move forward into the big goal that I have I set for myself a year ago? Maybe you want to, move to another place in a year. So what can you do today that will get you moving forward to your goal in a year? So sometimes we have to take those little steps, but it's the little victories that we can, manifest that's going to move us forward into that whole next year that we want to move forward. And then before you get there, you're going to be like, man, it took me a year to get here, but I got here. I got here and I did it. And that's where you're going to be becoming more self-confident, more powerful in your magic. When you look back and you see yourself as a totally different person. Some people don't even recognize themselves when they step into their power as a witch. Because when you step into your power as a witch, things change. People will leave you. And, like you were talking about, Tanya, like these people aren't on the same path as me anymore. Maybe some people were used to you being like, or you as in like general, being like the yes person. Or, just put it on Betty. Betty will do it. She'll do everything. You dump everything on Betty. She'll do it. Well, when you step into your power and you set those boundaries, the relationships between people change. Mm-hmm. So, and not everybody is supposed to be coming on this new journey with you, right? You have to let people go in order for new people to come in.
Oh, for sure. I think one of the best analogies that, like, I've thought of has been, you know, people who are going through, like, a spiritual change or a witchy change, yeah. and they, you know, feel uncomfortable, or they feel like they can't quite get their footing. Or actually, my favorite way to describe it is a quote from How I Met Your Mother. And it's, I feel like I feel like this city is rejecting me like a bad implant. And yeah. sometimes that's what it feels like. It feels like when you are making a big change, it can get uncomfortable. And why am I banging into every direction I'm going into? Why isn't this working? And I always look at it like when you have a living room and mm-hmm. you're bringing in brand new furniture. So mm-hmm. to bring in the great brand new furniture, you have to move out the bad furniture. And when you yeah. do that, you get stuck in a corner, you stub your toe, things get knocked over, something might get broken yeah. because you're shifting so much in your life. And when I look back at who I was like 7 years ago, I don't even know who that person was.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is wild. One thing you did mention is, which a lot of people have been recommending, especially during the time of COVID, is like finding those small things in your life that you do have control over and kind of taking peace in that. One way I do know that people do that is through kind of like daily affirmations.
Right.
Now there has been research that has come out that has questioned if affirmations are actually, if they actually work for everybody, mm-hmm. or if there are some people it just doesn't quite work with. So what's your opinion on that? And do you have any affirmations that for those it works with you think is helpful?
Yeah, I think it works because it's just like, because we can, we are really good. All of us are really good at negative talk. And we have gone down that rabbit hole of negative talk of not, I mean, negative talk of not being worthy. And sometimes just the saying one positive affirmation will just get your brain refocused on that positive affirmation instead of just like, I'm not worthy. What am I doing? I can't do this. Who am I to think I can do this? This is never going to be successful. I'm always going to be poor. I'm always going to be broke. I'm not going to be, who am I to ask for a raise, or who am I to go, you know, for, try to get a VP position or go back to school, or who am I to leave this relationship? But I think positive affirmations work, even if it is just for a second, till you're like, all right, snap out of it. We need to retrain your brain, right? Stop thinking those, what I call stinking thinking, right? And we need to say something positive over and over and over again. So you stop going down that rabbit hole of negative talk. But I've heard on the other side too, that if you start doing positive affirmations, that means that you're focusing on what you don't have. Mm. So it's different. It's different for everybody. But I think for me, if it even helps me get out of that dark hole of, you know, self-sabotaging, which all of us are really good at self-sabotaging.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it is for a minute, right? Like I had a minute of clarity. I had a minute of worthiness. Then that minute is proof that it works, even if it is for the minute. Because you have to change the way you think about things. And I find that a lot of it comes down to worthiness. So I have to sometimes tell myself that I am powerful. I have the power to change my destiny. I am worthy. I have the strength to do this. And I have gifts to share with people. So those are some of the affirmations that I have to say to myself. And I tell my students that they need to say this when, especially when they go down and when they shift from a past so-called religion background, Christianity background, mm-hmm. and they're shifting into this new powerful witch kind of energy, you know, the guilt comes with it. And so when they shift through that, they have to do a whole mindset working. So those are some of the affirmations that I tell them that they need to do, even if it's in the morning or afternoon, or even when you're like, start going down the negative talk, you have to catch yourself right away.
Sorry, my dog just scared me. So one thing one of our listeners asked is, how do you deal with imposter syndrome? Oh. Which, oh my gosh, do we not all just feel like we're all full of crap sometimes?
Yeah. Because, I know. Because, you know, like, I teach witchcraft, and I mentor newbies coming out of the witchcraft, out of the witchy broom closet. I've been doing this for 25 plus years, and I'm like, it's not like, why am I teaching this, but sometimes you have days where you're like, why do people, who am I? I'm nobody.
Yeah.
I am nobody to tell these people how to witch, how to do powerful spells, how to change your life. I'm just me. So, you know, but I have to tell myself that, all right, who did I help today? Or what do I have to say that's today that's going to change someone's life? Or sometimes on a daily basis, I have to actually track the things that I have accomplished that day. And so that makes my mind kind of switch over to, you know, I did good today. I have a lot to share today, even though I'm not maybe on some other kind of person's level. I still have a lot to share with other people, and I still have a lot to bring in together. And you have to look at what you're good at, because not everybody's good at all witching.
Maybe. Oh, gosh, yeah.
And you see all these Instagram. Another thing is, stay in your lane. That's what I tell my clients. Stay in your lane. Stop looking at Instagram witches. Stop looking at all this. Stop looking, being distracted. Keep your eye on your ritual. Don't worry about what other people are doing. That's their path. They have a past life karma stuff they have to clear out. They have backgrounds that are not even your background. They have issues that are not even your issue. You need to worry about your witchcraft, your magic, and don't worry about anybody else's. And I promise you, it will work out.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think my biggest thing is that, you know, everyone loves to focus on what everyone else is doing. And you know, I always say, you should be way too busy.
Yeah.
Exactly. To worry about any of this. Like, that's, like, I don't care. Yeah, like, I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care if TikTokers are hexing the moon. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. And I'm not paid to police witchcraft. I have no need to police it. And if it and you know, like, other people's opinions of me are none of my business. I should just be busy. So whenever anyone is hardcore complaining about, oh, so-and-so over there, I'm like, shouldn't you be doing something? Shouldn't you be working on, like, a book or, like, whatever? No, so that is true. That's a great way to look at it. Because people get upset when they wrap themselves up into what everyone else is doing. They kind of, like, spiral into their own little chaotic world.
And, you know, I think it's gotten worse now because of COVID, and I call it, like, COVID angry. People are coming, like, out of the woodwork and just, like, attacking you for every little thing, and, you know, the cancer culture and all that kind of stuff too. But I'm not, just witch, really. Don't, you're wasting so much energy. I'm like, can you imagine how much good you can do in your life and other people's lives and change the world if you would put all that energy into manifesting something that will be positive instead of trying to tear people down because they didn't put this in a spell, or they didn't call in the deities, or they didn't call in a circle or cast a circle or whatever it is that they didn't do. I'm like, you need to start concentrating on your own stuff and work your magic. And, you know, people will hate all the time, no matter what you do. It's like, I have Instagram envy of all the pretty witches out there and the aesthetic, because I am horrible at that. Horrible at it. But I'm like, it looks so great. But I know that people spend hours filtering.
Brand. Oh, yeah. Like, and a lot of the times it's professional photographers as well. So, like, you have to realize a lot of what you're saying when it comes to the really pretty aesthetics isn't not only accurate, it's not it's usually not even done by the person you're following.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm like, oh, that looks really good. My pictures look like shit. And I'm just like, no, my pictures look real. Mm. When you witch, you get your hands dirty. Your altar cloth will have burn holes in it, oils.
Oh, yeah.
Wax stains in it. It looks like a hot mess. Everything's everywhere. And when you actually become a powerful witch and you start witching, it doesn't look pretty. You got stuff all over the place.
So. Oh, yeah. My lovely white lacy ritual dress is just, like, covered in wine.
Yeah.
And then it's fine. It's whatever. Yeah. So if there's someone listening right now who is just, like, has really been going through it, especially with COVID, and they are stuck in this, like, they can't help but look at what other people are doing. They can't help but get into the crap, and they're just, like, they know they're stuck in this low headspace, and they want to get out. Is there maybe, like, a spell or a ritual you think someone can do to help kind of boost their personal power?
First of all, I want everybody to know that you have the control to change everything in your life. You have the power. So limit yourself to social media if it's a trigger. If you're spending too much time with all that crap, limit yourself. Go outside. I know it's hard now because of COVID, but go outside in nature. Take a long walk. You've got to disconnect from all the stuff that's going on. I don't care if you have to sit outside on a rock by a stream, which is so healing. Do it, because you have to release some things that are no longer serving you, because if you listen to everything that's going on, you're going to become just what I call very, like, well, low vibe, low energy. You're just like, I can't handle it. I can't deal with all this negativity anymore. And it's going to spill over into your private life, your personal life, and also into your magic, because you're not changing that vibration. For spell work, I love red candles for power, and I love orange candles for self-confidence. And so when I light both of those, and then I like the crystals, amethyst for enlightenment and for your third chakra and for spiritual work. But I like both of those candles, and then in the middle of it, I'll put either a picture of myself, or I'll write down things that I am powerful and I want to change. And then I meditate on that. I call in for me, it's the goddess Artemis that I work with that for self-confidence. But there's tons of goddesses out there that you can use for self-confidence. But that's the one that I use because she's very focused and she's like, eye on the prize kind of thing. But really, it's the spell work is just shutting yourself down sometimes from all this kind of stuff and just walking away. And I've had to do it. I mean, I'm in Austin, Texas, so it's a big city. And we have lots of witches here. It's very liberal, so stuff goes on all the time here. And there's times where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go find an Airbnb somewhere. And I just, with no electronics, no nothing, I'm going to reconnect with myself. I'm going to connect with the goddess. I'm going to connect with my craft. And I'm just going to write things out. I'm going to do spell work. And I'm just going to just be in the moment, in my present, and recenter myself and just stop all the noise. And you have the power to do it, but you have to do it. Mm-hmm. You have to do it.
In your professional opinion, what are the best resources for seeking aid and empowerment? And at what point do you think it's time for someone to seek assistance from someone else?
When you mean someone else, do you mean like a professional, or do you mean like...
Yeah, like a professional.
I think when you feel that you can't dig yourself out of the hole, or you can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And here's the thing. I know that solitude witches are, you know, a thing. I was solitary for a long time, but I was in a small city and we didn't have a lot of witches in there. And I know now because of COVID, we really can't gather so much, so we do an online community. But I think the more solitary you are now, especially now, you're feeling more alone. So you need to find like-minded individuals in either pagan groups online, local online, or they're doing virtual, and some are doing some gatherings. But I really think that people are missing that connection. And I think that you need to find what I call your inner circle of friends that are going to uplift you. They're going to talk to you. They're going to, you know, be there for you. And with this online community, you have tons of people now, different paths that you can connect with. And I think solitary for now, that makes you more kind of depressed. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like you're by yourself, and you're not really by yourself. We're in it together, although our boats are a little bit different, right? But we're in this together, so reach out for your local communities. I know for hotlines, they're doing a lot of hotlines online now for mental health hotlines. They're doing a lot of, what is it, that telemedical stuff. But I know there's a lot of hotlines out there. I know that if you find your tribe in the online setting, your inner circle is what I call them, your sister circle, your, you know, the tribe that you can actually talk to and uplift you and find sacred space together and raise your energy and where people can check on you and say, hey, I haven't heard from you. What are you doing? What's going on? Let's bring you back, you know, and do your magic. You're like, yeah, I've been kind of depressed a little bit. Well, come hang out. Let's get on Skype or let's, you know, Zoom it out or something. Let's have fun. You know, we've got full moon coming up or, you know, new moon. We got a circle. Sounds coming up. Come join us. So don't think you have to do it by yourself because we are out here as witches. We are here to uplift you. We are here to pull you, you know, talk you off the ledge sometimes, right? Because we've all been there for sure. So reach out to your local witches, reach out to your online community, join some Facebook groups that are there to uplift you.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Was there anything that we didn't touch on or that we glossed over that you would like to mention?
Yeah. So I have a witches gathering online event coming up November 6th through the 8th. And all the information is at madamz.com. So come hang out with me at madamz.com. I have a free Facebook group called Master Your Magic. But I'm super excited about the Witches Gathering coming up November 6th to the 8th, and it's online. And we're going to have lots of speakers. It's kind of different than anything that you've ever seen, really, because we have speakers. We're going to have, you get a magical loot box for the VIP ticket holders. And the magical loot box is amazing. That'll be mailed to your door with all kinds of magical cool stuff in it. We're going to have raffle tickets, prizes. You're going to have a private seance come in from Bloody Mary. New Orleans is going to be doing that. We have Hex from New Orleans is giving us a $250 gift certificate raffle. We're going to have a private DJ. We're going to have panels. We're going to have all kinds of professional speakers come in on their craft. It's going to be hoodoo and voodoo and paranormal. Father Sebastian's going to be there talking about vampire. Lilith Dorsey's going to be there talking about voodoo priestessing. So dark goddesses, you know, Michael Herkus is going to be there. Glam Witch, I love him so much. So that's why I have to stay off the Instagram for him, because I'm like, he's just so beautiful. Why can't I just look like him? Right. So, you know, it's going to be a great event. We're going to have a wonderful time. So it's November 6th through the 8th, and all of that information is on my website at madamz.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was so nice to talk to you.
Of course. So glad to be here. It was fun.
All right, so let me stop recording.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.